quickly here for the poll questions. We'll squeeze in the best thing I saw in baseball. So you got to think about here how lucky it is to catch, to get a foul ball at a baseball game, to catch a foul ball at a baseball game. Yesterday, we had a major league debut, Brian Servin in the Colorado Rockies. He fouled off the first pitch of his first major league at bat. That's what the rookies do now. They take hacks in their first at bat, get the nerves out a little bit.
Okay.
He makes contact. He fouls it off. Into the hands of his family, who's sitting in the stands at Coors Field in Colorado.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
Couldn't write that.
Only in baseball. Only in baseball. I can count on a hand the amount of baseballs I have from Major League Baseball games. And I've been to a lot of Major League Baseball games. The first one off the bat of the kid into the hands of the family. That is pretty cool. That was the best thing I saw in baseball yesterday. Poll questions. By the way, quick thought on Joe Buck. Andy writes in on JTech Instructions on Twitter feed. Best use of Joe Buck for golf is to keep him home. Actually, keep him home for all the sports. There's been a lot of anti-Joe Buck. I want to say, I'll make a statement here on this show. I am Team Joe Buck.
I've come around on him in the last few years.
I think he's the voice of baseball, and I have his, you know, like I maybe get it because the football stuff, like if you're coming at it from a football angle, I know him from baseball, and I think he's kind of the voice of the World Series, and that elicits good, you know, memories for me.
Means something to you.
It does, yeah. I appreciate Joe Buck. I like Joe Buck. Poll questions. The Jimbo Fisher press conference. This is from while it was happening at 10:17 this morning. Best ever or best ever? Top best ever or bottom best ever? I'm going top. 76% agree.
Top. Overwhelming.
Who you got in a physical altercation? Jimbo or Saban? I just think Saban feels a little crafty. He's got that old man wise stuff going on. He doesn't move that quickly, though. I don't know. I'm going Saban. He's got the edge. Not surprising. Most are going with Jimbo, 76%. Are you rooting for John Daly? 88% say yes.
Makes sense.
Do you know anyone who's rooting against John Daly? No. 96% say no.
You think those two would be a little more even, but, you know, whatever.
Is there a better feeling than sneaking in a mo between the reins? let's say no. 55% say yes, there is a better feeling.
Oh,
than that.
Wow. I'd love to know it.
More celebratory achievement, 100 days until college football or 10,000 days since the 95 Orange Bowl, which are both coincidentally today.
Big party day.
I wouldn't have thought about it unless Husker fan of Dallas tweeted at us, so I'm going to go 100 days till football. 53% say 10,000 days since.
Wow.
Tom Osborne's first national championship. Did you know a group of foxes is called a skulk? I did not. 87% agree.
Learning a lot on the show today.
And that is it. What are we watching tonight?
Tonight we're going to watch the NBA playoffs. Game 2 in Miami between the Celtics and the Heat. Miami leads 1-0. They'll tip 7:30-ish on ESPN.
COVID Al Horford back.
Yeah, Al Horford back. They're trying to get Marcus Smart up and running for this game. TBD on that.
They had him as probable, right?
I think he's going to give it. He's at least going to give it a go in warm-ups.
Okay.
NHL playoffs tonight. The Battle of Florida continues. Game 2. Tampa took game 1 on the road. We'll see what they can do tonight. 6 o'clock on TNT. Colorado hosts St. Louis tonight in game 2. They lead 1-0. I don't think they've lost a playoff game yet. If they have, it's only been one. 8:30 on TNT. We have the season 1 finale of Halo available today on Paramount Plus. This episode description might make sense to some of you. It makes no sense to me. The finale sees a beaten and betrayed John 117 leading the Spartans on a suicide mission.
That's gibberish.
Gibberish to me, too. But people like Halo. The show has been picked up for a second season. We have a number of season finales tonight. Law & Order Season 21, Law & Order SVU Season 23, Law & Order Organized Crime Season 2, and in the non-Law & Order category, Season 3 of Atlanta comes to a close tonight. Next season will be the last for that show. But it might come out 6 years from now. You don't know.
Yeah.
Season 5 of Young Sheldon also coming to a close
tonight. Wow, appointment viewing.
Yes. And on Netflix, there's a special titled The Hall, honoring the greats of stand-up. It features John Mulaney, Dave Chappelle, Chelsea Handler, and Jon Stewart paying tribute to Robin Williams, Richard Pryor, Joan Rivers, and George Carlin.
Huh.
So if you, a lot of people like stand-up. If you like stand-up, that might be something to watch on Netflix tonight.
All right. That is what to watch this evening. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
If you missed anything, check it on the radio replay page, 1620thezone.com. Unsportsmanlike Conduct is coming up next from Tiburon. We'll cross things over coming up on 1620 The Zone.